that. Even in the coffee and tea debate, it feeds in that we have this difference in this country between, you know, those who are richer and those who are poorer. So you just brought me a tea.
I always bring you a tea.
In the morning.
And all sorts of other times of the day. You never bring me cups of tea.
Right, well, I didn't grow up with tea. That's my excuse.
Okay, so where are all the coffees then?
Okay, so so we start off with tea in the morning. First thing in the morning, it has to be tea. When I go to work, I switch to coffee. Do you, at home, do you,
yep.
do you switch to coffee?
Now I have a tea in the morning, first thing we get up. Then I have a couple of coffees, and then I try and stop having caffeine and drink herbal things which aren't tea or coffee.
All right. And then do you switch back to tea?
When Peter comes back.
Yeah. So me as well. So after, so work feels like, oh, work is coffee. You know, it just is attached to that. I don't drink any tea at work. And then when I come home, we drink a cup of tea and we stay with tea.
For me, I always switch to coffee at work because the ease, well, it's a couple of things. One is the ease, because coffee is in these little granules, which is a spoonful, whereas tea is in a tea bag. And that always makes too strong tea. Tea bag and a mug for me. Plus, the water is different when you go to work, and that changes the taste of the tea. So, more than it changes, you know, change the taste of coffee so bitter anyway that you don't differentiate, don't worry about it so much. Mm-hmm. Whereas tea is a more refined taste, perhaps. I think it's not a hit you in the face type of taste.
Right. Well, I mean, isn't that strange? Because, you know, I don't know how it is now in Germany, but going when I was still living in Germany, you know, this is now 20 years back, but there was a predominance of loose tea and not tea bags, but a predominance also of freshly ground coffee. So, you know, I would still say in Germany,
grinding it yourself or?
Yeah, you go to a baker and the baker has always a coffee grinder. And so they're freshly roasted, coming to the baker, and the baker grinds it there and then.
Okay, so you just buy freshly ground from the baker.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas people buy freshly ground from the supermarket these days.
Yeah, but supermarkets, you know, you don't know when it's been ground.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it's also quite nice because you go into a baker and you smell the coffee. But many people...
And, the bags are more recyclable because presumably the ones that you got from the baker were just like paper bags, whereas now they're a mixture of plastic and aluminium, which can't be recycled. Because that's how they keep the taste in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think there is a bit of a difference. It isn't quite as if it's a paper bag, but it is bags that open and close. And of course, because the bean itself, in itself, when it's roasted, keeps longer, so you don't need to. Whereas when it's ground, it loses the aromatic
qualities,
yeah. But many Germans also have a coffee grinder, so they buy beans. And here you would only do that if you really love coffee. And many people do have their own grinder, but it's in Germany probably you find a coffee grinder in almost every household.
Many Germans have. It's like, well, what about the ones who don't? Are those people who never touch coffee ever?
I haven't seen any Germans who don't like coffee. You probably, you know, you would find a coffee grinder in most households, and even if in those households which have switched over to buying ground coffee, you know, there's probably a coffee grinder lazying about somewhere in the corner of the kitchen.
Right. And how many households do you know in Germany?
I don't know. Less and less now. But anyway, so that's the gist. You know, and of course, I'm losing a bit of touch, but from my knowledge, and of course, you know, as we know, some of our German friends, it was a common thing to invest in kitchen machines built into your cupboards that roasted and ground And then, you know, you push the button and coffee was coming out. You know, this really high tech, what we perceive in UK, really, really high tech. But in Germany, it was already being mainstreamed into kitchen technology, kitchen gadgets built in to cupboards.
But probably any expensive kitchen.
Well,
kitchens,
you know,
gadgets, etc.
You know, here it would be expensive. I think in Germany it was perceived to be affordable. You know, this is the difference again about, you
know.
Well,
it's a difference in income, isn't it?
Economic wealth, you know. So yes, there were, you know, as we know, there's a, you know, gosh, even in the coffee and tea debate, it feeds in that we have this difference in this country between, you know, those who are richer and those who are poorer. And the divide is much starker. Whereas in Germany, the wealth is much more distributed. So you do get, you know, people being able to afford these coffee kitchen luxury gadgets, which
a lot of people being able to afford them,
no one would.
Yeah. It's not the same thing here.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Coffee and tea.